Radio, and coming up is A Birdie Told Me So with our host, Psychic Robin. If you'd like to call in, you can call 1-888-815-9756. And now our host, Psychic Robin.
And thank you, Seth. And welcome to our show here on BBS Radio. I'm going to be on the first and the third Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm really excited to join the network. So once again, pick up the phone, dial in 888-815-9756, and all I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from, and I'll go from there. I do get really busy, and I would like to just stick to one topic or one question. So if you do have a pressing question, please do volunteer the information at the beginning of the call. Or if you want me just to do a general reading to see to demonstrate my abilities and see if you would like to schedule a private, more in-depth reading, my number is really easy to remember. It's 877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0. And that I'm at extension 701. So do call me during the middle of the week, and do tell me that you're a BBS radio listener. And, you know, we'll work out a good deal, and I'm excited to meet all of you. So we're going to go straight to the phones. We're going to go speak with Bruce. And, Bruce, where are you calling in from? Bruce? Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, there you are, Bruce. So you're a Gemini, huh?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, great. And I'm shuffling up 8 times because you're born on the 26th of May. And where are you calling in from, Bruce?
I'm putting in from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, okay, great. And so let's see what's going on here with you.
Okay.
Well, the first thing I do pick up is contracts and legal agreements. And it does feel like you've had some interference recently when it comes to work and career, but I see peace of mind. So have you recently started a new job, or are you making more money now?
I would say no, you know, but that will probably hopefully be happening in the next month or two.
Yeah, that, well, maybe it's unforeseen. So it definitely says that there's contracts, and I do see more money coming up for you, and I do see more success in regards to career. Now, I also pick up a brother. Do you have a brother, Bruce?
No, I don't. I do have a sister, though.
Is she married?
She is not currently married.
Okay, because I feel like there's a brother, or if you don't have a brother, it seems to be a brother-in-law coming through. So I do feel like this summer there's a possibility that she might be telling you that there's somebody new in her life. But I do see a new relationship ahead of her.
You are correct on that, actually, because she actually has just kind of told me that she is in a relationship, and also a possibility of getting married. I don't know if it was towards the end of the year. I don't know, something along those lines.
Yeah, it definitely feels like this is the guy she's going to stick with. Now, also, Bruce, I feel like there's somebody from your past that is going to be back in touch with you, or has already gotten back in touch with you. Has anything like that sound familiar?
I don't know. In what sense are you talking about? Are you talking about like an old friend, or
an old friend that's a girl?
Oh, okay. You know, sometimes people do contact me now and again because I am on Facebook. So, but not really recently, no.
Okay, well, that's what I feel is coming up for you. So I do sense that there is somebody thinking about you, and I do feel like there seems to be contact from your past, and it does feel like it's a female. And
okay.
Yeah, and when it comes to relationship, I do sense that there's a lover. Are you seeing somebody now, Bruce?
Yes, I am. I'm actually married.
Oh, okay. Is she a brunette?
She is, yes. She's actually, yes, dark brunette.
Yeah. And I do see great success with her. Does she have a government job or does she work for a big company?
No, she's but she I do know that she does want to leave the work that she's currently in, and I don't know what really she wants to consider doing right now. I mean, she just has expressed she wants to just get out of the work that she's doing now.
Yeah, because I do feel like a really good job is coming up. It seems to be a really steady foundation for her. And I do feel that, like I said, it's either a big company or I feel like there's government ties. So it could be city or, you know, state or something along those lines. Or they could contract with government contracts. It just feels like there seems to be, you know, big business ahead of her, and I do see a change of career for her. So thank you for the call, Bruce.
Oh, thank you so much, Robin. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Okay, we're going to move right along, and we're going to go to Lisa, who's a Pisces. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Sure. So, wow, you're definitely a leader. You definitely, you know, are an individual. You have your own style. You have your own flair. You have your own outlook. You definitely are you know, your own person. So, now, Lisa, are you calling in regards to relationship?
Actually, work.
Work?
I'm single. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but if you want to tell me something, I'll definitely listen.
Well, I see sex and pleasure. That was the first thing that I pulled up for you, Lisa. So that's why I asked if you were involved, because it seems like the opportunity is going to be arising. And we are going Mercury retrograde, and I know a lot of astrologers say it's not a good time to start a relationship, but I actually have a belief that it's usually when you meet your past life connection, because I'm a big believer in past lives. So I actually feel that that's the time of year that we do reconnect with somebody from our past. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to end up with them, but it does mean that there's a meaning behind it or something that needs to be worked out in this lifetime, and that's why they're coming back in. So it does feel like, you know, we're going Mercury retrograde this week, and then we're going direct after the middle of April. So it does feel like around that time period, you are going to be meeting, feels like an earth sign, or if he's not an earth sign, he could be dark hair, dark eyes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now with work, I feel like you're really good with people. You're a communicative person, and I feel like you're very articulate and a perfectionist. But I also feel like you work a lot on a computer screen, and I guess most of us do these days. But what do you do for a living, Lisa?
I'm actually an actor.
Oh, wonderful.
But I read a lot, and so that might be the computer thing that you're picking up, because I read every day on the computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it does feel like that's a job of yours. You know what I'm also getting is that you really need to write too, because I think that you're really gifted as a medium and a channel. And I think with writing, that's the best way to let the information come through. So I think that also with this research, I think that you could collaborate with even another male individual who could be also an actor. But it does feel like you are going to be generating another source of income for yourself.
Ah, and writing might be it.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like there's a great deal of wealth coming up for you. I see a lot of money. Now, I'm also getting somebody adopted around you. Are you adopted?
No. No.
Do you have a good friend that's adopted?
Not that I know of. I do, however, I'm staying with a friend of mine, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but he has kids, and I'm watching a whole bunch of other people's kids. So I don't know if that's like the quote unquote adoption feeling, but I feel like I'm watching other people's kids like in the way that you would have watched adoptive children. But
yeah, it could be, it could be that. But I'm also feeling that it seems like there, I mean, I know this sounds really far-fetched, but I feel like I'm trying to prepare you for some information, not necessarily that you're adopted, but it does feel like somebody close to you is going to find out, or even a family member, or it does feel like there is going to be some surprising information coming up in the next 3 months around adoption.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep my eyes or my ears open.
Yeah, and I also see with the acting, I also see travel coming up for you too. So I do feel like you are going to probably land a job and travel. And I keep getting Canada too. So is there anything like that coming up?
Not that I know of, but I'm open to it.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear back on that.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to this again. That was a lot of key information. So thank you.
Okay, Lisa, have a great day. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on, and we're going to go to an Aries. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good. So you're an Aries.
I've got so much stuff going on, Psychic Robin, tired of tooth.
Really? Yeah. I really feel like you're really creative and that music is a great escapism for you. Is that something that you like to do with your pastime, is listen to music?
You're very, very, very accurate, yes. I actually teach drumming, actually, native drumming, so I do sing songs, so yes.
Great. Yeah, you definitely, I feel like you're very musical. It just seems like you talk even with a little bit of a rhythm, so that's what I was picking up on, that you seem to have a lot of harmony, or that's how you just look at life. It seems like, once again, I believe that writing and music is being a channel and letting the information come through. So I definitely feel that you are gifted in that sense. That, you know, yeah. And also, I do feel love is around you too. And, I do see home and I see money. So, it seems like there's definitely a change with finances coming up for you, because it seems like that's been a struggle and a disappointment recently. So I do feel that things are going to get much better in the future.
Yeah, I lost my job on February 18th, so I'm just looking for another one. I got two job prospects right now. One hasn't had an interview, I think, about a week ago. They wrote a test on last Thursday, but I haven't heard from back again. And then I sent a job resume today, and they want me for a job interview tomorrow. So
great, yeah. It really feels like you're only going to be out of work for like 3 weeks. So you know, and it seems like by the end of the week you might have an offer, is what I feel. So it feels like you're getting on the right track with money. So. I sense that that this one tomorrow, it looks like they are, I feel like there's two opportunities that they are looking at you for. Did they mention anything more than one?
I don't know, is it two separate jobs? Because the one is, I mean, they're really, really eager, because I contacted the branch manager, and they sent the resume to him, and then he sent it back to Edmonton and got a hold of me maybe about 2 hours later. So I know they're looking, and it looks like a good match, because I was let go because of economic reasons. They could no longer afford me, but also the employer that's looking, is they couldn't find anyone that's really good. So so it's really, really interesting. But I don't know if there's what offers do you see. I know it's a job offer, but what are they else are they looking for?
Well, I do feel like there seems to be management or just more entailed. So it does feel like you are going to come in, you know, at a higher level than they probably are looking at you for. So it feels like there's more to come with them. So I'd like to hear back on that, Jay.
Oh, yeah, I will do. I'll talk to you next week then.
Okay, great. Well, I'll be on in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay, for sure. I'll give you a call. Best be the first part of April, I guess, eh?
Okay, sounds good. And then you'll know something.
Okay, well, thanks so much for your insight, Psychic Robin. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. It was a pleasure. Take care, Jay. Okay, we're going to move on. We have another Lisa calling in from Arizona. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. So it feels like you have a pressing question. Did you just want to go for it first, or do you want me to tell you what I see?
Oh, can you tell me what you see, please?
Okay, well, the first thing I'm picking up is that it just feels like you're fighting a current right now. It just seems like there's been a lot of mishaps, or that you've just had some setbacks or some obstacles in your life. Is that how you're feeling right now?
I am, and I'm hoping I'm coming out of that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to assure you of, that there is definitely peace of mind coming up for you. Stability, and I do see a change of energy. So it feels like you're going to be in a much more comfortable place. Now,
thank you.
Now, also, Lisa, you sound very young. Are you involved with a younger man?
I'm always open to it. Not now. I don't see anyone.
Okay, because I pick up a younger man with light eyes coming through for you, and it seems to be, I feel like this spring, so I would say in the next 3 months that you are going to be meeting somebody else, and it says that there's definitely a better opportunity coming up for you when it comes to relationships, because I see that you've had a lot of sorrow in past relationships. And I pick up that you've been married and divorced. Is that about right?
Indeed. Oh, indeed.
Now, have you been married twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it feels like the third time's the charm. I feel like you're really apprehensive about marriage, but I see happiness ahead of you, and I do see a younger man coming through for you.
Well, I better take my youthful pills then to keep up.
Well, you sound very young on the phone, so I'm sure you do look, you know, younger than you are.
I think so. I don't really feel the physical age.
Right. Well, you know, once again, I think it's all the state of mind and, you know, projecting good health. You receive good health, so. And, you know, I do see you finding some happiness. So it seems like you're coming out of, like you said, you know, a change of energy. And I do see, you know, things, you know, moving smoother for you in the future.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lisa. You have a wonderful evening.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, we're going to move right along, and we're going to welcome John to the show. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. So you're in California also, huh?
Yes.
And what part?
Southern California.
Yeah, me too. I'm in Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, okay.
Where are you?
I'm over in Ventura and Simi Valley.
Oh, okay, great. And, okay, now, once again, the first thing I'm picking up is that there has been some obstacles and that there has been some difficulties in the near past with you, but I do see a change of energy and I do see stability ahead of you. I'm also picking up, are you on the outs with somebody right now, John? Is there a relationship that's kind of at a distance at this time?
I haven't been in a relationship in 3 years since divorce.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're single. So, you know, once again, I am picking up that there seems to be romance coming through, but I do feel like there's somebody at a distance that I feel has admiration and has a strong connection with you. So it does feel like there is somebody that's going to let their feelings be known to you. And it feels like, once again, we're going Mercury retrograde, and that's what I believe, is that people from our past seem to reconnect with us. So don't be surprised if you do hear from somebody in April, because it seems like there is somebody. What I picked up was like a long distance or a relationship that was at a distance. So it could be that there's one coming through and that this person is at a distance at this time thinking of you.
Okay, that seems to make sense.
Yeah, and also with work, I do see big business, and I do feel like you have been on your job for quite a while. I also see you as a supervisor or a manager. So what do you do, John?
I own my own business. I have a little coffee shop.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it says that you're really successful. I see a lot of pictures.
I've been doing it 11 years. And I'm more concerned with my spiritual path at this moment in my life. And I love my job, I love my work, but I'm also going through a major awakening transition and in the last 3 years. And I'm curious if you feel anything on that.
Well, you know what I got, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you're a very good-looking person. Am I right about that? You kind of are above average when it comes to looks?
Thank you.
Yeah, but I feel that, you know, that people probably size you up right away because of your appearance. And I think that what you're trying to do is, you know, turn inside and get more spiritually in touch and to, you know, start to show a different side of yourself, kind of like more of an intuitive or a psychic self. So, you know, I the first book that I ever read when I was like 16 about, you know, quantum physics was called The Magic of Believing. And it was written by Claude Bristol, who wrote it during World War II. And it's basically, you know, why some people survive, you know, catastrophes and some don't. And it's all the power of the mind and thought. So I would really recommend that you read that book. It's kind of boring in the beginning, but it'll create miracles in your life. So I do feel like, you know, the power of the mind or quantum physics, you know, does exist, and it's a real thing. But I think that because you're good looking, that I think it's that people have a preconceived notion about you already. So I do feel like in a way you have to convince people, you know, even twice as much about your inner self, or, you know, that they kind of, you know, see that there's more to you than meets the eye. So that was what I felt is that you are going to be able to relay these, you know, psychic messages or touch people's lives in a deeper way or connect with them more on a spiritual level. And I think that you're, growing from those experiences. And I do feel like I really sensed, John, that you're very intuitive yourself, and you must have Virgo Mercury. I'd have to look at your chart, but I do feel like you have an extremely good memory and that you are a good judge of character, and you can, you know, catch a person's vibrations, you know, pretty quickly. Would you say that about yourself, John?
Yes, very much so. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to, you know, feel my intuition more and more, but I've always had a sense within me all my life that I can sense things that I only came aware of in the last, you know, couple of years. And the more that I connect with my spirit, the more I try to listen to it, the more I start to feel, I just feel the energies from people. And I'm starting it, but I'm very new at it, so I'm trying to, you know, there's a lot of trial and error, and it's really my main desire right now in my life is my spiritualness, and I thought I'd call you just to get an idea, or if you have the insight of, you know, besides what I'm going through, because some of it's not so pleasant as you wake up, but most of it is pleasant. And I'm coming to a point now, I think, after, you know, as we know, the planets are changing, and I'm coming to a point where I'm starting to trust in myself a little bit more and feel that. But no, I'm grateful for where I am right now. I'm just, you know, again, I don't know where I'm going. That's my issue, is because most of my life I knew exactly where I was going until this all came about. And then all of a sudden I have no idea where I'm going. I just know that I'm right where I should be. And that's pretty much it.
Right. Well, you know, I think that, you know, being grateful and appreciative for where you are, it'll bring more challenges. So, you know, I think that you're in the right state of mind to, you know, welcome in new opportunities and a change of heart. But, yeah, I do feel like you want to do more, you know, not only reaching your public, but it does feel like you're very creative. It feels like you want to do more for your community and for people. And it seems like you have a love for animals also. So, you know, my sense is that you are going to probably be, you know, getting involved with, you know, benefits and events. But I also, you know, picked up immediately, and I know we had an earlier caller from California that was an actress, and I sensed that she was, and I didn't say anything. So with you, John, I do feel like, you know, entertainment, I'm not sure if being in front of the camera or maybe even being behind the camera, but I think that entertainment, that you have a creative mind and a beautiful perspective that you could really, you know, share with other people and not only, you know, create, but generate, you know, an income from acting on your intuition.
Okay. That feels good.
Yeah. So thank you so much for the call today.
Thank you so much, Robin. That was great. I loved it.
Great. Okay, we'll talk again.
Thank you. Have a great night.
I will. You too. Okay, we're going to be taking some more calls. You want to pick up the phone and call in. And the number is 888-815-9756. And we'll be right back after this commercial break with more of your calls.
A Birdie Told Me So is hosted by Psychic Robin the second and fourth Friday night of every month at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Robin is a sweet and soft spirit with a soothing voice for radio. Robin has been seen on America's Psychic Challenge on the Lifetime Network. She has also been on MTV, Sci-Fi, and Showtime networks as a psychic reader. Robin has a strong gift of ESP and only needs a name and a birthday to tune into her callers. She gives specific details about the caller's lives to demonstrate her psychic ability. Robin is extremely accurate and has 7 years of radio experience on a national show. Psychic Robin believes that we come into this world with a spiritual umbilical cord that still exists. She claims to connect with the heart chakra to be able to channel accurate information. Robin is an extremely sensitive soul and amazingly gifted. Robin claims to have empathy to feel her caller's thoughts and translates her visions, and is usually correct and is verified during her readings. Robin has written an ebook called The Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal, which is like an advice column directed towards women, and men would applaud her book too. www.callpsychic.com. Robin explains timelines, and it is helpful to the reader to be able to predict what to expect next in our romantic relationship. Please sign up for her newsletter too. Robin will be launching a social networking website in the near future. Please call Robin on air for a sample psychic reading. For more in-depth reading, please schedule an appointment by mail at psychicrobin1@yahoo.com. Robin works online for $4.99 a minute, but does accept major credit cards over the phone and charges $4 a minute. So mention BBS Radio and receive the $3 a minute special at 877-963-4220, extension 701. Again, that's 877-963-422, extension 701.
And welcome back. This is Psychic Robin, and we're on BBS Radio the first and the third Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I also do a half-hour show daily, weekdays, while my kid is in school. So if it's a snow day or a holiday, you won't find me, but I will be on blogtalkradio.com/free-psychic-reading. And that's between 12 and 12:30 Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. I also Ustream those shows too. So you can usually check me out on the web at www.robinzodiac.com. And also call and schedule a private consultation with me. These shows are audience supported, so do call me at 877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0. So once again, we have some lines available. Pick up the phone, dial in 888-815-9756, and all I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from, and we can just do a general reading. Or if you have some pressing specific questions, do call in and give me a call, and we'll go from there. Once again, the number is 888-815-9756. Yeah, I've been doing telephone readings since the 900 number's back on with Psychic Friends Network. And I have, you know, been a psychic since I was probably age 16. I went to a private Christian college in Southern California, and I got my first tarot deck. But I had gone to psychics before that. And when I went to the metaphysical bookstore and got my chart done, the woman had looked at my chart, and she said that being a Pisces, rising Cancer, moon in Scorpio, that I should be a psychic, because that's like triple water and they're very psychic signs. Plus, I have a lot of Aquarius and Virgo in my chart. So that was kind of in the back of my head. And when these psychic hotline numbers came available, I auditioned and got hired on. And it was great. It was a wonderful way for me to utilize my gift and to help people. And so I've been doing it ever since the, you know, early 90s. So then I started doing public access. I had done public access in the 80s, actually. So I've been doing public access for about 2 decades. And I had many shows. I called myself Psychic Goddess Isis, and I used to make people call me Goddess when they call in. And the last show I did was Top Secret Psychic Agent Robin Zodiac. And it was really great. People would just call in for a psychic reading, very much like my Ustream videos that I have on my website at robinzodiac.com. So anyway, I did that for almost 2 decades, and from that show, I was invited onto a cable radio network, which is a national show through cable subscribers. So I did that for more than 7 years. And so recently, I've just joined BBS Radio. And like I said, I'll be on the first and the third Monday. And the fifth Monday, I'll be sharing the show with Vicki Ford. So you'll have both of us on, you know, doing psychic readings and interviewing. I'd like to know more about Vicki, and so I feel that, you know, we'll do a good show when that comes available. So anyway, we have time in the show. Please pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756. And yeah, this is Psychic Robin. I'm also known as Robin Zodiac from America's Psychic Challenge. So yeah, I did that taping in August of 2007, and it aired in November of 2007, and you can catch the best of video clips on BBS Radio on my listing. So yeah, that was really fun, but I really felt that that I was better than they had showed me, because I think a lot of the predictions that I was accurate about didn't hit the editing room, so wasn't seen. So I do feel that it would have been a lot better show if it wasn't a competition, if they were just sincerely trying to show people's ability, because I feel like it demonstrated my psychic ability. And yeah, so I kind of use that as a commercial, not only on my website, but I also work on a social networking site where I have it on my listing to advertise my services. And it's been really beneficial to have a video. Well, I'm planning on doing more. I'm also looking to do a social networking site. I have an incredible domain name. It's psychicdomain.com. I've owned it since 1999. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a social networking site that's very similar to Facebook. And you'll also be able to Ustream my shows and listen to my Blog Talk Radio shows, and also sign up to listen to the BBS radio shows also. So I'm really excited about that, and that should be up in the next month or so. So I'm really looking forward to that site being active and available, because I plan to be on it, and I'll be doing free online readings there during the day. If you log on and you can befriend me and instant message me, we can do online chats. And, you know, the service will be free, in the beginning. And, once we get new people and busy on how busy it goes, we'll have to, you know, once again, set up some sort of, service agreement so that, you know, we'll have a good time on the site. So I'm really looking forward to that. Also, I have a really great site for those that are astrology buffs. It's readings for you. It's readings, the number 4 letter U, readingsforyou.com. And I have astrology, I Ching for lovers, rune cast, numerology, and a lot going on with that. So we have a caller. We're going to welcome Stella from Mississippi to the line. Welcome to the show, Stella.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, sure. So you're a Libra? No, you're an
Scorpio.
You're a Libra, right?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. Okay, you're on the cusp there. I should have known that. But lately, I've been doing a lot of research about the 13th planet and the 13th sun sign. So I have my dates all messed up from the Mayan calendar. So I've been reading a lot about other birthdays and sun signs. So, okay. So let's see what's going on here with you. Okay. Well, the first thing I pick up is that there seems to be somebody that's thinking about you a great deal. And I feel like there has been a move in their life. So is there somebody from your past that's moved, that you've recently talked to or that you're thinking about?
My brother's fixing to move away.
Oh, okay. And you've recently talked to him, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, okay. So it's most likely him. And it seems like the move is a good one for him. I see much more success ahead of him. Now, Stella, I am picking up that you've gone through a bit of heartache this year. So has there been difficulties with when it comes to relationships?
More financial.
Okay. And are you married? Because I feel like there's a man in your life.
Yes.
And so it's been both of you, it's been just a struggle to pay your bills and this sort of thing?
Not so much a struggle. Lots of unnecessary things keep creeping up, or I guess they are necessary because they keep creeping up.
Right. Yeah. Well, I have to say that I feel like that's most of us, you know, that we all seem to be in that situation. But I feel like both you and your husband are in good health, and I see that there's completion, and I do see you getting ahead. And I feel like April's going to be a good time for you financially. And I also get like a concert or an event coming up this summer that I feel is going to be a romantic time for both of you. And also, Stella, do you have a son?
I have two.
Is one of them like end with an 8, either 28, 18?
No. You mean like their birth date?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Okay, how old are they?
One's 36 and one's 31.
31. Okay. Maybe it's the 31-year-old that I'm picking up on. I do see a relationship and marriage for him. So is he married now?
No. No, and not in a relationship that I'm aware of.
Okay, so I really feel like spring he's going to meet a girl, and I feel like it's going to turn into something. So I'm sensing that there is a new beginning ahead of him, and I do feel like there is a not only a relationship, but I feel like he's going to be headed towards marriage in the next year. So I feel like there's definitely more coming along for him.
That would be good.
Yeah. And it says it's going to be a really good summer for you and your husband, too. I keep getting boating, so I know you're in Mississippi. Do you have a boat or access to a boat, or are you going on a cruise, anything like that?
No, never been on a cruise, don't have a boat.
Okay, well, once again, it could be unforeseen, so I think I'll be the first person you think about when you do have an invitation. Because I keep getting water and boating and enjoying your summer. This summer. And like I said, I am getting like music and concerts and romance between you and your husband. So it does feel like you are going to have some enjoyable events in the near future.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, Stella, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye. Okay, we have some lines available. 9756. That's 888-815-9756. Give me a call. All I need is your name, date of birth, and where you're calling in from, and we'll go from there. And like I said, you can check me out on the web. You can go to my website, robinzodiac.com, and you can watch me between 12 and 12:30 during the week. Excuse me, unless on snow days, so tomorrow's a snow day, so I probably won't be doing my show tomorrow, and on holidays and during the summer breaks, because when my daughter's at home, I usually am not able to do the show, so it's when she's at school, I'm able to do free readings, and so once again, it's at blogtalkradio.com/free-psychic-reading, and so therefore, you can catch me there. Weekdays. And I also am on Thursday nights. I do a show at askoneradio.com at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That show is called Soulful Healing. So you can always catch me there. And I've been doing professional readings, I guess, since I've been 16, 17 years old. And I got my first tarot deck, and everybody said that whatever I prayed for, whatever I would say, came true. So I felt that, you know, that was the best career path for me. So that's what I pursued. Okay, we're going to go to the phones again, and we're going to welcome Mary Lee to the phone. Hi, Mary Lee.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. So happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to some improvements in my life. Do you see what I'm hoping for?
Yeah, well, I definitely feel like you have a really good birthday, and this is going to be the best year for Pisces. That's for sure. That's what they say. So, and also being born on the 17th of March, you definitely have good luck when it comes to money and good fortune, and it feels like you have good shopping karma. So let's see what's going on with you. Once again, the first thing I'm picking up is really strong money cards. So once again, I am feeling that this is going to be a good year for you financially. It says that somebody desires you and wants to be involved with you, but I do feel like you are seeing somebody. So are you married, Mary Lee?
I'm not married. There's someone who wished I would marry them, but I don't see it as a win-win at this time.
Oh, okay. But you still communicate with him? He's involved in your life?
Yes.
And, yeah, because I do pick up that he definitely wants more from you. And now, also, Mary Lee, you have children? You're a mother?
No. No children.
Does he have children? Does he have three children?
They're one grown. They're all grown.
Okay. Yeah, because it's most likely that I'm picking up his children, but I do feel like he definitely wants to spend more time with you. I keep getting that he's going to continue to pursue you.
Yes, but, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
I don't see how it can work. He's very dependent on his son.
Yeah, I feel like it seems like there's inspiration and that there seems to be more time spent together. And I do feel like he is going to still continue to pursue you. I also feel that there seems to be somebody else that I feel is coming in for you this spring. So it does feel like in the next 3 months, you're going to meet, what I pick up is possibly a Gemini Taurus, but it feels like it's a light haired man. And it feels like you are going to be meeting somebody else in the next few months. So it feels like that'll be a good time to pull yourself away from the one that I feel is coming on to you. So.
Yeah. I feel that my twin flame hasn't entered the scene yet, and I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be your year, Mary Lee. I really do.
And I've invested heavily in a online business, and I should continue to pursue that.
Yeah, I see success. I really do. I feel like you will make your money back, so continue working on that. So I feel like it'll be prosperous in the long run.
Excellent. I appreciate your help. God
bless
you. All right.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Once again, you can hear me here on BBS Radio every first and third Monday. And then the fifth Monday of the month, I'll be sharing the show with Vicki Ford, and she'll be back next week. I'm really excited to be here with you. Check me out on the web. You can go to my website, robinzodiac.com, and between 12 and 12:30 during the week, you can webcast my shows at my webcast link at robinzodiac.com. Also, if you would like to schedule a private consultation with me, please dial 1-877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0. So I'm at extension 701. And I want to thank Seth, my engineer, and everybody here at BBS Radio that he has helped with the show. I really want to thank my listeners, and especially thanks to those that did call in for a psychic reading. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I'll be back in 2 weeks. So do keep me updated. And I guess that's it. So thank you so much. And once again, we'll connect in the future. So until then, remember, God has blessed you.
A Birdie Told Me So is hosted by Psychic Robin, the second and fourth Friday night of every month at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Robin is a sweet and soft spirit with a soothing voice for radio. Robin has been seen on America's Psychic Challenge on the Lifetime Network. She has also been on MTV, Sci-Fi, and Showtime networks as a psychic reader. Robin has a strong gift of ESP and only needs a name and a birthday to tune into her callers. She gives specific details about the caller's lives to demonstrate her psychic ability. Robin is extremely accurate and has 7 years of radio experience on a national show. Psychic Robin believes that we come into this world with a spiritual umbilical cord that still exists. She claims to connect with the heart chakra to be able to channel accurate information. Robin is an extremely sensitive soul and amazingly gifted. Robin claims to have empathy to feel her caller's thoughts and translates her visions and is usually correct and is verified during her readings. Robin has written an ebook called The Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal, which is like an advice column directed towards women. And men would applaud her book too. www.callpsychic.com. Robin explains timelines, and it is helpful to the reader to be able to predict what to expect next in our romantic relationship. Please sign up for her newsletter too. Robin will be launching a social networking website in the near future. Please call Robin on air for a sample psychic reading. For more in-depth reading, please schedule an appointment by mail at psychicrobin1@yahoo.com. Robin works online for $4.99 a minute, but does accept major credit cards over the phone and charges $4 a minute. So mention BBS Radio and receive the $3 a minute special at 877-963-4220, extension 701. Again, that's 877-963-422, extension 701.